Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
More than 4 months after a massive earthquake flattened Port-au-Prince, people in the Haitian capital are still struggling to regain a semblance of normalcy. So it might be difficult to imagine anything connected to Haiti as being joyful. But there is an exuberant side of Haiti that's demonstrated in a Cambridge dance class every weekend. For a Haitian-American teacher and many of his students, this class embodies the resilience of the Haitian people. Reporter Chris Burrell has our story.
More than 65 dancers crowd into a studio no bigger than a basketball court as instructor Jean Apollon gives their muscles a preview of the action about to happen.
I always start with a warm-up because the warm-up is very good for the technique of the class, because that's the time I tried. Because Haitian dance is very grounded. It's very, you're always in a bent knee. You're always doing high jumps.
As Apollon models the traditional dance moves of Haiti, with a deep dip of a shoulder or a thrust of hips and legs, his face glistens with sweat and seems to radiate happiness. But Apollon has plenty of reason to feel sad because of one simple fact. Many of his family were in Port-au-Prince on January 12th.
I still cannot get over it because, you know, I lost a lot of people, as you guys already heard, 11 people in one house. And I have now families who are still in the street and now end up with malaria and typhoid.
He hasn't been back to Haiti since the earthquake, but he'll go this summer to Port-au-Prince to see if he can revive the project he started in his native city 3 years ago to teach traditional Haitian dance to young people for free.
Now, because of the school that, you know, where we used to teach a class is completely crashed, for sure that we still have 21 kids still alive, but I don't know about the rest. It's just too terrible for me to explain.
When Apollon was himself a boy in Port-au-Prince, dance was already a passion. He even won a scholarship to a dance program, but had to sneak off to take it because his parents wanted him to pursue sports.
I told them that I was, you know, going to volleyball practice, so I take a pile of dance clothes, hide it in my bag.
What he saw and felt there as a 10-year-old hooked him for life.
The first day I went and see drums in front of me, and they started to play, it was like you went straight to heaven. It was a house of joy.
Just a few years later, Apollon was only 14 when that joy was tested by tragedy. It was a January morning in 1991 when a military coup toppled former leader Jean-Bertrand Aristide. Apollon's father walked out of their house to see if the streets were safe enough to take Jean and his siblings off to school. They weren't.
Suddenly we saw hundreds of people coming in towards the house with machetes, and I saw body parts in their hands, but I didn't know if it was my father. A lot of people in the neighborhood who knew us were like, oh, they're killing your father, you need to do something. But we were scared because we didn't know where to go.
Back in the Cambridge studio, more than 1,000 miles from Haiti, in the old and newly painful memories it awakens, Apollon reaches up his arms, then folds over at the waist as he limbers up his students for a dance called the Ibo, all about breaking the chains of slavery.
Music! Music, let's go.
Class regular, Haitian-born Ricardo Desiree, says this is the way Haitians process their pain, not just now, but for hundreds of years.
Oh my God, that's mean like you feel like you back home, that's the roots, you know? You feel like all the good vibe, all the good spirits, you know? Back to the history, you know? All like the slavery, so like the slave, they dance when they feel sad. So that's the way you feel the joy. You can let it go. Yeah.
Such resiliency in the face of sadness might just be what draws so many people to the Saturday class. Dancers like Laura Grigo say the class does more than get the heart racing. It offers a view of Haiti different from the images most Americans know.
The culture of Haiti is one of its most valuable assets that it has, and it, we know, we recognize it's so materially poor, and especially now so, and to come and celebrate what is powerful and valuable about Haiti and to sort of salute that spirit, I think is good for us as a community.
Class is over, and many dancers reach out to Apollon for a hug, and then perform one final ritual. They stop in front of the five musicians who have filled this room with an infectious rhythm for the last 90 minutes and bow. For WBUR, I'm Chris Burrell.